This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, it's a beautiful day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, it's raining outside, but there is sunshine in my heart. Ike, the Tush Push lives to fight another year. How are you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, I feel pretty good for folks like yourself, everyone else in the Delaware Valley that's been whining about getting your butt pushed in a little bit for a first down or a touchdown.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
Yeah. I feel happy for all you guys that the Tush Push, surprisingly, well, I tell you, some of these reporters,
they missed.
You got to check your sources.
Yep, they missed.
You've been pushing a narrative for the last 24 hours that this thing was going away. You're one of the few people who've said you thought it'd be around for another year, and lo and behold.
Here it is.
Here it is, another year. The Tush Push, can't wait to dive into it. Pause. Jackie Baseball, haven't forgotten about our beloved Fightins.
Oh, that's good.
What is that, five in a row?
Yes, it is.
Holla at you, boy!
First team to 30 wins in baseball, and they're being overshadowed by a stupid play.
A winning play.
I'd hope so.
A winning play.
I would hope they would be able to win with that kind of force against it.
Look, it's an enormous show today as we celebrate the Tush Push, but there are a few other things. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 to talk about the Smoking Hot Phils.
L.A.
Debate days continue on WIP as I take down Jolly on some ridiculous Daryl Morey debate that he's going to lose at 3:30. The new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are out of 4:30, and Ike debates to camera at 5:15.
You think he'll show up?
Oh, I think he'll show up.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
he won't be a healthy scratch, or will he be injured?
He'll have some excuse. He'll come in rubbing his eyes about how tired he is.
You guys don't understand how small
it is. Yeah, we've seen all that. Look, this is a big day, and there are 10 teams in the NFL, 10 organizations that have any heart, that have any integrity at all. Those 10 teams are the Philadelphia Eagles, the Ravens, the Browns, the Lions, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans. Mm. Because those are the teams that voted against banning the Tush Push, and what a victory.
How many NFC teams were in there?
The Saints? No.
Have you had a Saints?
The
NFC?
Saints. That's it. Saints. The Lions.
Saints and the Lions.
The Lions.
From Saints, Lions, and the Eagles are the only ones who voted for this.
Today is a victory for the Eagles. It's a victory for us, the fans. It's a victory for the city. I am proud to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan today. I am proud to be a Philadelphian because Roger Goodell and the Green Bay Packers did not have the votes. The Eagles fought 22 teams in the NFL. They fought the Packers. They fought the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, and they won. And because they won, they get to keep an unstoppable play and they have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl next year. This is a huge victory. I am proud of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm proud of them for not taking this lying down because they could have said, you know what? The commissioner wants it out. I have these relationships with other owners. I'm going to take this laying down, but they didn't take it lying down. They could have said, we might as well pack it up and pack it in, and they didn't.
I'm just going to keep going with this.
Well, Nick,
I mean, from lying down to packing it in. Yeah.
Nick Sirianni fought. Howie Roseman fought. Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of your Philadelphia Eagles, gave an impassioned 30-minute speech. He fought for his team.
He was welling up a little bit, I'm sure.
I'm sure he was. He fought for his coach, which means a lot. He fought for us. And then they call in a guy who is once again cemented as a true Philadelphian. He had a moment there. Jason Kelce went back and spoke in favor of the Tush Push. This is a huge win for the Eagles. And next year, what I say, Ike, is we do a farewell tour for the Tush Push. We are pushing across the NFL. We do 5 Tush Pushes at least every game. And at the end of the, and there are t-shirts of Tush Pushes. And at the end of the year, there is a banner that drops down at the top of Lincoln Financial Field. And we have a second statue outside next to the Philly special statue of the Tushes being pushed. We win. Congratulations, Philadelphia. We got this. We are 1-0. The Philadelphia Eagles this year
first
are 1-0.
First win of the season.
What a win!
I got to tell you, it was surprising.
Yes.
It was surprising. I mean, started off early in the day where I'm receiving texts from anonymous sources celebrating that this thing is over with.
Really?
Yes. Anonymous source.
Me? I thought it was early. Me and Rossini got me all fired up at 7:30 on our walk.
I said anonymous sources, man. I didn't name you.
Yeah. Sorry.
But it was him.
Yep. Oh, he wanted it gone.
He was celebrating early in the day, early in the morning, you know? Hadn't even had my first cup of coffee yet. And Jack's already happy about this thing. Only for an hour and a half later, for this thing to come crumbling down.
What a win. What a surprise. And by the way, the close win, as we found out during the Super Bowl, sometimes the close wins, the wins that you don't expect, they taste a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
And we have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl next year, however slight it is. It's a better chance. And Ike, with the Eagles, we could say from now until whenever, look, it doesn't matter. We're still going to convert anyway. Mm-hmm. But the Eagles, by their actions, told you, we think it matters.
Yeah, but why?
That's what I'm a little surprised at.
We think it matters.
But why? It's a quarterback sneak.
Don't you trust the best GM in football?
He's not a football guy.
Don't you trust Nick Sirianni? Don't you trust Nick Sirianni?
Listen, I understand they wanted it. I don't know why. Like, why do they need this so bad that they're almost in tears with the league? They had to fly in Jason Kelce for it. Like,
they flew in Kelce for this?
They flew in the Minneapolis.
Because they fight for what's right. And
it's
this
the
is the
thing.
Right thing.
That was the biggest accomplishment of Jason Kelce's career in Minneapolis, was winning the Tush Push vote today.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Super Bowl there. What's the big deal? Like, sure, it's around. Okay. But they were going to be fine without it.
I'm with Fritz. On this, hold on, Spike.
Yeah, you got a lot of bloviating.
Yeah, you're part of the the celebration that's going on.
Yes,
sickening. Right, that I'm just, I guess I'm kind of baffled by. Let me just say this.
Yeah,
I don't believe the Eagles necessarily need the Tush Push to be a successful team, to be a good football team, to be a championship caliber team. I want to put that out there first and foremost, is that I don't believe they need to. Now, they've taken advantage of this being permitted, and they are the best at it. So I can understand why they would be opposed to getting rid of something that they are very good at doing, and quite frankly, better than anyone else is good at doing. I'm not going to act like I'm ignorant to why they would want to keep it.
Sure.
I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is, first of all, the celebration that's going on around
this. It's incredible.
I'm actually surprised by this. And I'm more surprised by the Eagles with this. And I don't know, you know, who's ever running a social media account.
The 26 minutes of Tush Push.
Yeah, you're doing this, and you do a great job down there usually. This is a little over the top for me.
Oh, it feels so good to be Goodell.
The celebration of the Tush Push stain seems a little bit over the top. Maybe I'm more confident in the Eagles and what they have the ability to do with or without the Tush Push than some of them may be.
The Eagles, when you say some of them, you mean the Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah. Because to your point, you're like, well, if they didn't need it or if they didn't think it was important, why would they go through everything they've gone through to try to keep it?
They fought hard.
Yes, they did. They fought hard. And you can believe reports that are out there. They were making calls and trying to convince people, and it seemed like it worked. So from that standpoint, I can't argue against how the Eagles feel about the tush push.
Yep.
I'm just saying, as a fan, I don't necessarily believe we need it to be successful. So I have the same stance that I've always had regarding the tush push. Whether we have it or we don't have it, we're a good football team because some of the principles that we have and the philosophies that we believe in are still there with or without the tush push. The importance of offensive line play, right? Like those things, running the football. Like we're one of those organizations. It took a while for people, for the fans yelling, run the ball, run the ball. The Eagles have bought into that. And I would say from the time they won their first Super Bowl, as they were a top five rushing team in the league that year when they won the Super Bowl. Those principles and philosophies still remain intact. So I believe we would be good moving forward, even if we didn't have the tush push. I'm just more surprised that people like yourself, who are celebrating the way you are, it doesn't say that I'm confident in the team with or without it. It says I'm relieved that we still have it because we need it. And that's what I kind of push back against. I push back against that a little bit.
So 215-592-9494. This is sort of a celebration that we won. We beat Roger Goodell. But also, do you think it is a big deal that they kept the tush push? Here is where I would agree and I would disagree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you that them being a good football team is not dependent on the tush push.
Okay.
But what I also believe is that the difference between winning and losing in the NFL sometimes is one small thing. And you try to
build... Some say inches. Inches, yes.
And you try to build up as many small advantages as you can because it's very tough to have very big advantages, right? Even if you're more talented than the other team's still pretty talented.
Yep.
So as many small advantages. And the tush push is not cheating, but I compare it to Bill Belichick and the Deflategate and all of the little things that the Patriots did over the years that were maybe cheating, maybe not, in that you could say, hey, you have Tom Brady. You have Bill Belichick. You don't need to do all those things. But what Belichick knew was, if I add up all these tiny little things, they're going to equal a big thing. So on its own, mm-hmm. I don't think the tush push is a huge deal. But it is a deal. And the difference between having home field in the playoffs and not having home field might be beating the Browns by 4 points or beating the Jaguars by 6 points or a game that maybe you don't get if the tush push doesn't convert.
Right.
So I just want every advantage I can have. That's the way I look at it. So we do have a next question today because the winner will get your choice of a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, Creed at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, or The Offspring at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. And as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer, you can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. So here is our next question today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Josh Allen's birthday. Happy birthday, NFL MVP Josh Allen.
Who?
Josh Allen. So
our quarterback.
Are we really celebrating Josh Allen's
birthday?
Well, no,
birthday? We're just,
yeah,
you know.
No, it just happens to be a thing that happened on this day.
On the day the tush push gets passed.
Yep. He was also, I wonder if they're going to keep tush pushing, by the way. They think it's
they
dangerous.
They probably will, yes. Yeah. Even though they voted against, they voted to ban it.
To ban it, yeah. So the question today, based on Josh Allen's birthday, is who's elite? Who is elite? It can be an athlete, a performer. It could be somebody in your life. Jack, you want to start us off? Who's elite?
Yeah, so I forgot about this, so I'm going to give a horrible answer.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's actually a good answer, but it's not like an interesting answer. But how about Scottie Scheffler?
Oh, you stole my answer, you bastard!
Yes! Yes!
You stole my answer!
We don't talk
you
about...
bastard.
Oh, wow!
We don't talk about Scottie Scheffler as an all-time great. He is putting together an all-time great resume. Someone compared him to Tim Duncan over the weekend.
That's an insult.
Hold on, man. Tim Duncan's
he's boring, right? Scheffler's boring.
Right? Like, that sense, okay. Yeah.
But he's still a great player. Yeah. He's, you know, Scottie Scheffler... elite.
Okay. Let's just say Scottie Scheffler is a better golfer than Listen, Tim Duncan was a great basketball player.
Yeah, you're not a Duncan guy.
But, well, only because he wasn't dominant like
right.
Shaq Kobe. Or, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, Scottie Scheffler is awesome.
Okay.
I can't believe he stole my answer.
Oh, man.
Now I'm scrambling.
Do you want me to go for
mine
first?
Yeah, go ahead and go. I'm scrambling for my elite answer. So, he stole Scottie Scheffler.
I know a lot of people are going to be angry at this. But I believe Elliot Shore Parks is elite.
That was my other answer.
Are you joking?
At driving me insane.
Oh, okay.
There is no one who can. I said it to the morning show today. Yeah. When I was on with the morning show, DeCamera said, I'm debating Elliot Shore Parks later. Who do you think is going to win? And I said, Joe, candidly, I think Elliot is going to win because he is. There are very few people. Now, I am one. You are one. That can beat Elliot in an argument.
Yeah.
And even if you win, he wins because you're exhausted afterwards. So for me, my answer is one Elliot Shore Parks.
I got the perfect answer, right?
Okay.
Great answer
Thank
about
you.
Elliot. Although I'm tired of Elliot.
Well,
I'm just letting you know. I'm ESP, I'm tired of you.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know out there. There's been a lot of ESP.
Yes.
There's a lot of it. Overload.
Yep.
Let me say this. Right here in our own backyard, why would I go with anyone other than Saquon Barkley?
Oh, he's elite.
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 Great answer.
Man, and obviously the past season he just had, and like Saquon was one of those guys that when you projected him coming out of college, you said, oh, this is what he can be. Shouldn't take him that high in the draft. You don't take a running back that high in the draft. But Gettleman thought at that time, man, this is the best player in the draft, and this may be the best running back I've seen in 20 years come out of college. And it took for him to get here for all of that to actually come to fruition and see the elite level of what Saquon Barkley is like. I compared Saquon Barkley coming out, no lie, to Bo Jackson.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, Bo Jackson. And I threw a little bit. I might have been a lot more off base with this one. I thought it would catch more passes. I had a little Marshall Faulk in there.
He did in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then
I had a little bit of that in there. But Bo Jackson is who I really compared Saquon to. So, yeah, I like Saquon as an elite athlete right now. I just hope this window can stay open for another 3 years.
He's also an elite celebrator. I'll tell you that. No one has celebrated like Saquon this offseason. All right, 215-592-9494. As we celebrate the first Eagles victory of the year, this one over that fraud clown, Roger Goodell, the celebration of the Tush Push. And for next question today, in honor of Josh Allen's birthday, who is elite? 215-592-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Andrew is on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, I was listening earlier coming down the Jersey Turnpike, and the first thing I heard was talking about the statue. And I was very excited because I'm an artist. And as soon as they started talking about it, in my mind, I visualized it, and I could see this group of guys. You know, when we see the shot from above, we see six, eight guys all huddled together. And it feels different than other statues, which tend to be an individual person. I'm older.
What
I
statue?
Remember Bobby Clark, Gary Dornhofer, you know, the single person.
And they want to build a statue of the Tush Push.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
You remember, this might not be the best comparison, but in World War II, there's the guys putting up the flag.
Yep, that's exactly what I think of, honestly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, do you?
Yes. All right.
What's the closest thing to a Tush Push? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're supporting each other. I can see families and kids all climbing on it, taking pictures. It would be just such a beautiful thing for the fans.
And they should have banned it.
No, you know what? It can finally replace the Rocky statue. The Tush Push statue as a true representation of Philadelphia, working together, blue collar, in the mud, winning. And it really happened, unlike Rocky.
It also symbolizes an era. I mean, it's not one play, but it's a couple years. If they keep winning and they keep pushing and pushing.
You know. Hold on. You just said something, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that. Do you really want an era of Eagles football? Now, we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. We're talking about from the Concrete Charlie days to the Harold Carmichaels to the Reggie Whites, Jerome Browns, Seth Joiners, Muddy Waters, Eric Allen, Brian Dawkins, Troy Vincent, Hugh
Ike
Douglas,
Reese.
Jeremiah Trotter, Ike Reese, yep, throw
Thank
him
you.
In there.
Thank you.
On to the greats that have come after them. You want an era of Eagles football to be recognized as the Tush Push era? Is that really what you want?
Well, I wouldn't say it's exclusively the Tush Push.
Just say yes.
Well, it's pretty damn close.
Just say yes, Andrew.
Well, you just
Andrew.
Said you want to be recognized. Do you really want an era of Eagles football to be recognized
I
as
would,
the Tush Push
how
era?
About, how about this? I would rather there be a statue of the dagger than,
oh,
than the Tush. I would. At least that's impressive.
Shut up. You
I mean,
stop
it was
it.
Underthrown.
Underthrown.
But, yeah.
What's the dagger? Man. I don't even know what that is.
That's a good
that's
point.
That's a good point,
that's
Andrew.
That's a good point.
Heating up. Heating up. Makes a lot of sense, Andrew.
Makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, there's one team, looking at the team. So these are the teams that voted not to ban the Tush Push again. And there's a team that actually surprises me that's not on this list.
I think there's a couple.
First of all, it's not surprising at all. None of the NFC East teams voted to keep the Tush Push.
I would have been shocked if one of them was in favor of it.
So Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jaguars, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh's a fraud because Harbaugh was one of the guys at the owners' meetings who was like, if you can't beat it, you know, you should be able to beat it.
And well, the Chargers, what if it was the owner?
Well, I don't know. Jim Harbaugh's probably got more pull than any, you know, non-Andy
Reid. Who the Chargers owner?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. So I'm surprised
not the
on
Spanos
that one.
Family anymore, I'm sure.
No.
Are there any other surprises?
Well,
you surprised Cardinals?
Well, Shane Steichen's dead. To the city.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a joke.
Shane Steichen did not vote for it.
And obviously the big one is Jonathan Gannon.
Are you surprised?
Shots.
He's against it.
Yep.
Are you surprised about Gannon?
I'm not surprised about Gannon, but it does continue to just discredit what he did as an Eagles head coach because he was a total and complete fraud.
Eagles DC.
Whatever. And Steichen, I'm more just disappointed in.
Yeah.
I thought Steichen was one of us, and he's an offensive guy, and he doesn't get that job without 2022, which was in part because of the Tush Push.
We got Kellen.
It was not in part because of the Tush Push. What are you talking about?
I agree.
When Steichen was here, he was like, I had an offense there.
Yeah.
I ran an offense.
So I know, let me cook. I agree. Like, Steichen didn't benefit the most, but, like, still, this organization put him on the map, okay?
That's true, yeah, yeah.
How about, and they got the Saints, they got Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore feels obligated to, at least for the first year.
Yes, he's not voting, I don't think he's voting
and
the same way next year.
And now that Derek Carr's not there, he doesn't have to worry about running a Tush Push.
Well,
he wasn't going to run it with
him. Running with him anyway, yeah.
No, I know. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. The Eagles keep the tush push. They go to 1-0 on the season. Do you think it's a big deal? Next question today. Who's elite based on Josh Allen's birthday, which I'm sure won't annoy anyone at all. By the way, I skewered Richie this morning. I skewered Richie.
Yeah, get a recap on how that went.
Oh, I crushed him. I mean, I love Richie, but I crushed him. Just like I'm going to do to Jolly at 3:30. By the way, today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, Ike, before you get to it, today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Well, I thought about guessing the singers. Then I said, never mind.
For Ain't No Mountain
High Enough, yeah. I thought I had it, and then I wasn't sure.
For some reason, I thought it was Tina Turner.
Not Tina Turner.
No.
I want to say Marvin Gaye.
That's one.
Okay. All right. Now I got a guess between two women here.
Okay. Oh, this is big. This is big.
It's either.
Especially with Memorial Day weekend coming out and all the cookouts. Invitations.
Good point by you.
Yeah.
But Tammy Terrell or Diana Ross?
It's one of those two.
Oh,
so it is one of those two.
Yes.
Oh.
That don't feel like Diana Ross. Let's go, Tammy.
You did it,
yeah!
buddy. You did it.
That's huge.
What a...
Woo! Hey, I feel proud. I'm proud of myself right there with that one.
That is huge. The Twitter question.
You pulled it out.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. There it is. Okay, Jonesy. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can guess on this one.
Yes.
Which statue would represent the city better? The Rocky statue or a Tush Push statue?
Man, Rocky, man. Even this city's not that soft to go with the Tush Push as a representation of the city. At least Rocky has some sort of...
He's not real.
But it's still a little bravado and machismo to Rocky. I'm going with Rocky.
You want to give me a percentage?
Let's go 73% Rocky.
51.2%.
Wow.
The Tush Push statue. Yes!
No!
Let's do it!
Oh, yeah!
Come on, birds!
No way!
Let's do it!
Well, people must be really tired of Rocky.
Well, yeah, I think people are ready to sort of jump as the generations age.
Oh, my God, yes.
Big news on the Eagles as well, along with this. The Eagles will be featured in one of the Hard Knock seasons. The Eagles and the rest of the teams in the NFC East will be part of the in-season Hard Knocks. So we will have the first appearance of the Eagles in any Hard Knocks. Now, it kind of sucks
that
they are in there with the Cowboys. And I'm shocked, by the way, that the Giants would allow themselves to be involved in any other Hard Knocks as long as Joe Shane is there. But we will get some Eagles Hard Knocks during the season, which will be exciting for us.
Yeah, we've never had the Eagles in Hard Knocks.
So I remember when the Jets were on Hard Knocks, it was almost like, and they were the preseason Hard Knocks, it was almost like on WFAN, the day after Hard Knocks were there.
Oh, you broke it down.
Yeah, it was like the day after a game.
Yeah,
it was like the day after a game. So,
I imagine,
So that'll be exciting. I don't know, what day of the week does in-season Hard Knocks
during
air?
During end of season, I think I've ever paid attention in-season.
I mean, I thought Hard Knocks is always Wednesdays.
Ooh, that'd be perfect.
Ooh, Spike's like, that's great. Yeah, it's good. It's Wednesday. We can talk about it Thursday.
Yeah, well, just from a show perspective.
We can look forward to it. Yeah, we can set it. No, you're right. No, it is a great it's a great setup. It'll be interesting to see in season because unlike preseason where most of the drama is surrounding who makes the team, this is more reacting to real live game action and games that matter.
Well, last year it was Tuesdays.
Okay. Oh, so it's Tuesdays. Okay.
That's still good.
Yeah.
So here's what I would ask you to think about. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We think of the 2024 Eagles season as win, 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 dominate, 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 dominate. Mm-hmm. However, could you imagine having a Hard Knocks episode the week of the Brandon Graham show where he talks about AJ and
Jalen? What about the
bye week
stuff?
The bye week stuff. Could you imagine the Cleveland Browns, Nick Sirianni fighting with the fans on the Eagles are going to bow out of in-season Hard Knocks as I'm saying this.
Like, they're thinking about it too. Like, hold up. Did we agree to this?
Yeah. So
I don't think they have a choice, right?
I mean, I don't think they have a choice either.
Oh, they don't?
No,
because that's why it's a divisional thing.
Okay. Yeah, they made it all four teams.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a choice.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles 1-0. They win the tush push battle over Roger Goodell and 22 NFL teams. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
Andrew.
It's a great debate day, the great debate week, because a big debate was settled today in the Philadelphia community of the Tush Push. I think people are making it a bigger deal than it has to be. It's a great play that we came up with that everyone in the entire league can run, but no one does it better than us.
Yes, sir.
And I think that we're going to continue to run it, and we're going to continue to run it versus the Packers every single play of the game. Nah, I'm playing.
We should now the Packers game. Every team we play this year that voted to get rid of the tush push, I think deserves a little extra. The Packers game in Lambeau, I propose we run it the first play of the game. Like we should absolutely, you know.
Then we do the Lambeau leap with Jalen into their crowd.
Yes, almost
Jalen,
like
Jalen does not do Lambeau leaps.
Yeah, I don't. AJ might. AJ would do
might
something
do
like
Lambeau
that.
Leap, yeah,
your boy's gonna have to throw it to him for that to happen. But it's almost to me running the tush push the first play in Green Bay is like throwing the first pitch of the game, throwing a brushback pitch on a guy that hit a home run the last game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or last year or something. That's what it would be.
Hey Spike, I got three things for you guys. All right. So one, driving back from your proving grounds in Syracuse this week. Great town, nice people there.
Yeah,
you drove back from Syracuse?
I don't think Syracuse is a great town, to be quite honest with you. But you know, teach his own.
You can find somebody with less support for his own school than Spike.
The town. Now, the city is a little further along than when I lived there. There wasn't much of a city now, and now there's a little bit of a city. So okay, so that's thing one.
Thing two, Ike, appreciate you being back. Missed you on Monday. I would like to hear maybe every week since there's a little golf season, little golf analysis of every weekend. Maybe a Friday or a Thursday once the show.
Yeah, Spike, what do you think about that?
Well, I'll take a lap around the thing.
Okay, Andrew, we'll let you program this show for us.
Well, these guys love golf so much that maybe it would be a good bone to throw these guys.
I'm a majors man.
Well, the tournaments have to be
the big
significant.
Ones.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Only two majors left, Spike.
Well, we should do it. Which ones are left?
U.S. Open,
U.S. Open, and the Open Championship.
Okay, all right. Maybe we should do it for that. And what's the third thing? Okay.
Third thing, Jack. I have a little Phillies worm. Game and a half over the Mets. I said five games by the deadline. It's not even June yet, and Schwarber's already sizzling. So
that's not a Phillies.
That's not worm.
Yeah, but you're excited about the Phillies. That's good.
Well, no, it is. And he did say thank you for the. Oh, okay. Give us your who's elite.
I mean, I'm not gonna win. I'm a Redman, so I'm going to the concert. It's gonna be the Super Bowl MVP and the Super Bowl MVP next year, Jalen Hurts.
There you go. Good call.
It's off the board.
I didn't want to take it.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Because I knew it was an obvious answer.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys had this argument earlier today?
Yeah, so for debate days. Now, first of all, I am facing off against Jolly at 3:30 about Daryl Morey. Ike is facing off against DeCamera at 5:15 about whether Saquon's season is the best individual season in Philadelphia sports history.
Easy win.
I was on the morning show today at 7:40 to debate whether or not Jalen Hurts is elite with John Ritchie. And in my opinion, now this is a, much like you had a difficult, you know, task yesterday. Not that I didn't think you were right in the Joel Embiid thing, in that
it's
public opinion.
Yes. Yep.
Public opinion is against me on the Jalen Hurts is elite thing.
Right.
I truly believe I skewered John Ritchie today. And I actually think there's somebody out there, at least one person.
You convinced them
that I turned.
Right.
I do. And their arguments were they did exactly.
Oh, so you argued against him being elite.
Well, he's not.
Well, he is.
We don't have to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on. Yeah. Oh, put your gloves up. Put your gloves up. Yeah, go in the corner.
Yeah. All right. Deb, we'll both go back to our corners.
Yes, I don't even have gloves on. I was just wondering, you argued against him being elite.
Yes. And Richie argued against
him. I think that's.
To me, it was very easy.
How do you argue against him being elite?
To me, it was very easy. And
easy to argue he's elite.
I don't believe so.
Well, it's lazy to put him in elite.
Yeah, so here's what I said. Here's what I said to John.
Yes.
I said, John, look, Jalen Hurts is better than I thought he was. I didn't think they could win a Super Bowl with him, and I was wrong.
Okay.
He is a good quarterback, and he'll be a quarterback the next 10 years, and we should be happy about that.
A franchise quarterback.
A franchise quarterback.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, that's established. He's a franchise quarterback.
Franchise quarterback.
Okay.
And we should be thrilled about that. I'm thrilled about that.
Okay.
And in the future, I believe he could evolve to a place where he is elite. Mm-hmm. But
to win another Super Bowl?
Well, to me, elite is a very specific category of players who are great all the time. It doesn't mean they don't have a bad game here and there, but Jalen Hurts has been in the NFL for 5 years, and he has had one season that was an elite season. It was 2022. It is currently 2025. He was an elite in 2023 where he led the league in turnovers. He was an elite in 2024 when he was leading the league in turnovers until they decided to minimize his role passing the football. And I would also say that the leadership thing, though he may have changed at the time, probably not elite level either. So the thing is that like elite quarterbacks, it's just sort of like they are good all the time. They raise the level of the players that they are playing with. I believe you could say that about the historic elite ones. Say it about Tom Brady. Say it about Aaron Rodgers. You know, a lot of those guys didn't have big name wide receivers. They had a couple.
Sure.
You know, Jalen.
Well, Tom Brady is the one argument. The other guys.
Well,
good receivers.
Even if we're going to compare him to other guys in the league right now.
Yeah, that's why I compare him against guys in the league now.
I look at, we're talking about Josh Allen today.
Yeah.
If we look, Josh Allen, I believe, raised the level of that offense this year.
This past year. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I do not believe that Jalen Hurts, now, here's the thing. The way he played in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl was elite level play. if he were to do that for a season, which I don't think is out of bounds, throwing for 200 some yards and, mm-hmm. you know, then he would be an elite level quarterback. But I believe Brock Purdy was the number one passer in the NFL 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Nobody would argue he's an elite quarterback. Okay. Nobody. And there are, you could say he won a Super Bowl, but like.
Which matters.
Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl with great stats, big year, one year.
He doesn't have the same resume.
He doesn't, but he also won a Super
Bowl. But he doesn't have the same resume.
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl.
Doesn't have the same resume.
Phil Simms won a Super Bowl.
Doesn't have the same resume.
Eli Manning won 2 Super Bowls. Not elite.
Okay.
Not elite. So,
but Eli Manning is only not elite because of how long he played. But if you were to ask, was Eli Manning, it should be in the elite category when he won 2 Super Bowls in a 4-year span and over a 6-year period in his career, there's an argument there at that time.
Now, I would argue against it.
Sure.
But I hear what you're saying.
But you have the end results to really that's in your favor.
For sure.
In the moment, how do you argue against somebody winning 2 Super Bowls?
Because to me...
Hold on. And beating number one overall seeds in their building. He went to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers in his building. He went to, I think it was San Francisco.
We're talking about Eli. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying with Eli. Yeah. So when I say with Jalen.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying what's different with Jalen and those guys is that there are parts of his resume you could pick apart that would say if it stood on its own, maybe he's not elite. But when you combine all these things together, it makes him elite because if I were to ask of those quarterbacks, and I don't even know who's in the elite category, but if I were to assume who I believe is in that category, how many of those quarterbacks' career would I exchange for Jalen's?
I agree.
This is the point I'm making.
Yes.
Is that how do I discern what he's done is not elite if I would trade their careers for his? I would trade Josh Allen's career for Jalen Hurts. I would trade Lamar Jackson's career for Jalen Hurts' career. I would trade Joe Burrow's career for Jalen Hurts' career.
And
only Patrick Mahomes' career is the only guy I wouldn't trade for the last 4 to 5 years. The wins, postseason, stats, all that stuff. I combine all that stuff together. There's only one quarterback whose career I would trade for Jalen Hurts' career.
And that's an argument. That's just not the argument that John Ritchie made. And
that's why I'm better at doing this than
But I would
most.
Also say, I believe there is a difference between whether you're an elite player and whether you have a career that somebody would trade their career for. I think up until this year, you would say that Saquon Barkley was probably... He didn't have elite performances. Like there are players that would have had better careers than Saquon Barkley up until that point.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just like I think those if I'm my definition of elite, really good all the time, like great level all the time. You could say
but nobody's great all the time if you don't win all the time.
Well, win most of the time.
He wins most of the time.
Sure.
He wins more than a lot of those other guys.
I don't think Joe Flacco is elite either. And Joe Flacco came through in big games
right.
and won Super Bowl and didn't think he was elite.
One time. He went to the Super Bowl once.
Yes.
See, that's the other thing those other guys don't have. Jalen's gone to multiple Super
For
Bowls.
For sure. And I agree.
Multiple Super Bowls.
Let's put it this way. Here's how I would say the difference. And then we got to...
Sure.
Is that... I would not trade Jalen's career for those guys that you're talking about. His career for Joe Burrow's career, his career for
you
Josh Allen's
trade?
Career. No, his career.
Okay.
His career. But if you ask me, would I trade the player for the player, I would say yes.
Yes.
That's where
different.
I would say it. Yes.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's fair.
That is the difference between the way you're looking at it and the way I'm looking at it.
And that's why you got to expand your elite group.
Well, I'm not.
See, that's the difference with us. I agree those other guys are elite. I just think Jalen belongs in that group with them.
That's really
the difference. Yes. I just believe he belongs in that group with him.
And you've said that.
Love it. I love this guy. He gave me a little bit.
I did.
I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, yeah. It's about 2 months post-Super Bowl.
You know, well, yeah. Not well, the day after.
Yes. We waited long enough.
Yeah. So, you know where you want to be elite?
Yeah.
Oh, this is where you want to be elite at.
Your bedroom. Let me tell you. You're elite in the bedroom. Doesn't matter how many of those big games you win.
Yep.
You're a winner.
Even some quarterbacks that may never have won the big one, if they have this, they're fine.
Yep. She's a winner, too.
She's a winner, too.
Winner.
And not just along for the ride.
No.
Oh, God.
Like some people. Blue Chew is the way to be the winner in the bedroom. An all-star in the bedroom. Elite in the bedroom. You get a little later in your career, maybe not, you know, maybe you don't do everything as well as you did before. Well, Blue Chew is a chewable version of the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Also, Blue Chew, you do everything at BlueChew.com, so you're not going to need to go to the doctor's office. You do it at BlueChew.com.
They'll look people in the eyes.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you know you don't.
Yeah, you're not going to have to go to the pharmacy because Blue Chew is going to send it to you. And, right in the mail, in a discreet and
hard
package. Just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is going to be free. Free on us. We're paying for it. Free. Just use the code 94. Again, that is BlueChew.com. Use the code 94 for your first month free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, how you doing?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Jack.
Tasty Cake.
Spike, I wanted to tell you, you demolished John Ritchie today in that debate.
Wow, and you're a Jalen guy. I'll take that.
You must be disappointed in Ritchie's performance.
Yeah, that is the only vote I need, Tasty Cake, to be quite honest with you. Your vote's the only vote I need.
It's clearly unfair that you guys debate hardly anybody on a station because you guys.
It is a tough show to debate against.
Yes.
Like, I've been listening to Ike for 18 years. I never heard him lose a debate. He's just not going to lose a debate.
Yeah, I would say that's why we can debate with each other.
That's why they don't like having Spike and I actually debate with each other because.
Yes.
It's like a knockdown drag out fight.
And that's why, just to give him credit, I know you're sick of him and I feel it, but that's why Elliot can hang on this show.
That's true.
Because he can hang. Because
he can hang with
us. He can hang.
That's true.
Yep.
I gotta tell you, Elliot versus the camera, I thought he was leading that debate by 3 lengths, and then Joe DeCamera had the greatest rebuttal in the history of debates and dropped the mic. And he stole the debate.
Hold on now. What was this?
So this was about the tush push. Yeah. Whether the tush push should be banned.
Oh, they debated the tush push today?
And Joe is anti-tush push.
Ah.
Yes. And what was his big point at the end?
Well, they were talking about fairness and everything. Saying, Ike, you're gonna say Joe won. He used the greatest travesty in the history of sports. He said, sometimes what you see isn't exactly what is right, that Sugar Ray Leonard got the decision, but Marvin Hagler won the fight.
Oh, we know that, Tasty Cake. Come on now. We know who won that fight.
That was his point, and he dropped the mic. Now, he didn't win the vote, Spike, because Rhea and Richie were the only two guys that knew who the hell Marvin Hagler was.
That's a good point as well. Yeah, but by the way, I also don't believe that Joe DeCamera would drop any mic, as he's the mostly the only one who's allowed to talk on the show. So...
Well, he told me I did a good call. He recruited me a little bit.
Oh, boy. I don't like that.
Until I said, I'm a Jack Fritz guy all the way, and then the call went into another direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of Jack Fritz.
No. He's starting to get a little personal, too, which I don't appreciate.
Jack, you heard the Boban stuff?
Yeah, for some reason, so the camera... The camera's one of his problems, of course. He's not funny, but, like, he thinks he's funny. So he kept calling me Boban. I look and act like Boban Marjanovic.
Well, you don't look anything
first
like
off,
Boban.
Not even close. Yes. I'm not that tall.
No.
I mean, I'm compared to him,
what
sure.
What are you, 6'2"?
I'm 6'1".
Were you trying to say you're, like, clumsy or something? Well,
and then he called me an oaf.
Right.
Which Rhea laughed a little too hard about, and if she does it one more time, this is serious.
Yeah.
If she does it one more time, I'll stop laughing with Rhea. Okay, so like they keep doing it. The Boban thing, a big old swing and a miss, and the Oaf thing, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Wow, said Rhea laughed too hard.
A little too hard.
I gotta say the Oaf thing is. It's kind of strong, you know?
Whatever. If they want to get personal, we can get personal.
Okay.
But that, you know, I thought we'd keep this above belt.
Yeah.
So, Spike, can I ask you a quick favor?
Mm-hmm.
So, Wednesday, I'm going in for a little bit of a difficult surgery, and I hope things go well. But then after that surgery, I'm going to have to go back into this rehab for 8 weeks.
Uh-oh.
And the coolest thing that happened to me the last time I was in there for 8 weeks was the 5:30 Creed with the wheelchair choir. There were four guys in wheelchairs singing Creed with you guys.
That's awesome.
Can we do that again?
Oh, come on, man. Well, we guarantee it. Guarantee it. And Tasty Cake, know that we're with you. Our prayers are with you.
Of course.
And here is what I say to everyone, having, you know, we don't know what your procedure is, but this is what I thought about when I had a hip replacement, is that the good news is that you don't have to be nervous because you don't have to do it. All you got to do is show up, right? And it's on the professionals to do the job, and they do this stuff well. So we'll be praying for you, but we know you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I have a great, you know, this is surgery number four for me. Last 2 years, I've been dealing with some stuff, but I have to do what they tell me to do to get out of this wheelchair. So I will do it.
Yep.
Because Spike, I want to come to Chickies one time and shake your hand and be standing up when I do it.
Absolutely.
That's my goal. We
will make a big deal out of it when you do. So you get, next Wednesday, you say?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I give you my elite guy?
Yeah, who's elite?
Well, you go Josh Allen, I got to go Tibbs.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
There it is.
Can't wait for Kenan Cinnaminson to say Brian Daboll.
Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, yeah.
Called him elite.
Yeah, called him elite. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they better get past Indiana.
Yes.
Imagine how big of a travesty this will be. You think you celebrated to win that second round against Boston. It's probably a greater failure to lose to Indiana.
Oh, than to Boston?
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Well, because they're all sure they're going to win now.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is why I am Team Indiana, Team Pacers.
Let's go Halliburton.
Let's go TJ. Coming up next, a guy who's definitely elite, Larry Anderson.
LA
joins us next to talk about the red hot scorching Phils. We will continue talking about the Tush Push. Also coming up at 3:30, the debate between me and Jolly about Daryl Morey. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877 GO GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.